Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Ringside Report MMA. Tonight on the show, we're previewing RDA versus Fiziev, giving you some more winning picks. Team Dave killed it last weekend. We're going to do it again this weekend. Let's go!
Let's go!
Ah! Finally, we're on. My God. Hey. What is that? Hey, Pitbull. It's Pitbull. Look, AJ. Oh, look, Fred.
No.
It's Pitbull.
No.
No?
I'll tell you who I am. Let me give you a quote. Dave, let me look at you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. That's who it is, not Pitbull. Mind you, I love Pitbull. Respect.
Coming for you, AJ. AJ's here. He's dressed up as Pitbull, I think. I don't know who he's supposed to be.
What are you talking about,
he's
man?
He's Pitbull, the singer. Whoa, very cool, AJ. I like to get up. You're looking awesome tonight. Fred
respect,
is looking
bud,
like Fred.
Respect.
Fred is back. Fred, we missed you last
respect
week. Fred wasn't on the show last week, wasn't on the watch-along. And look, he's back. A married man. Oh, yeah.
Yay!
Clap it up for Freddie.
Mazel tov.
Congratulations Freddy. To Freddie. Thank you for inviting us to your wedding. I can't believe you had me and AJ, us two animals, present at that lovely ceremony. Thank you very much for having
crazy,
us,
man.
And congratulations
crazy.
Again, man. It was an awesome time. So great. And I'm
met
glad
some
that
awesome
people,
man.
Your honeymoon was short, so you're
Bruno?
Back here with us. Bruno with the giant dog.
Bruno.
Cool, Bruno.
Man,
I like to meet all the
dude.
Guys, you know, all of Fred's buddies. You know, we have a lot in common, you know?
Man, I'm telling you, Fred's wedding was hands
enjoy
down,
nature.
Man.
Yeah.
Numero uno. It was a great wedding, Freddie. I'm telling you, man, you had everything planned out. The wedding cake was amazing, man.
Everything
I
went
had,
perfect,
like,
man.
Everything went perfect,
I,
man.
I didn't get a piece of the wedding cake.
Ooh.
Because, like, we fell short on the cake. And at
thanks.
The end, my wife split the last piece in two. But then she dropped her piece on the ground, so I gave her mine. So I didn't have a piece, but a...
That's when you pick it up and you put it in her face, you know, like like they do back in the early days. Putting the cake in the you know, the bride's face. That
yeah,
shit
to
would have
flight
today, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't
oh,
think she would have liked that. That doesn't seem very nice. Thank you to all the members renewing. Rolando, Derek,
Rolando!
Franco. Appreciate Franco. All the members. Don't forget to become a member. Join.ringsidereport.net. You can also gift memberships. Harold Schneider gifted 5 memberships out to the Ringside Report universe on Friday night. Was it Friday night or was it Saturday night? Were you
Thursday,
there, AJ?
It was Saturday. It was Saturday.
It was Saturday during the watch along.
Yeah,
that was cool.
We didn't know anything about that. We had no idea that you can actually do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it
which
caught
is
us
like
off
really
guard.
Cool. I don't know who got the memberships, by the way, but whoever got them, man, like, please use them.
I think Franco got one. I think there may be a couple memberships still up for grabs, possibly, that haven't been claimed. I'm not sure. Angelo Contagonis is in the chat. He's a member. He's been a member since day one. Thank you, Angelo. Bonsoir, Angelo.
Cherche-moi pas, Angelo. Cherche-moi pas. Si.
Did the Canadians draft a guy yet, Angelo? I know you're watching. I don't know what's happening,
what's going
but
on,
I'm aware that something's happening.
Informed, man.
What?
Listen, we could get we could get the first pick. I think we have a possibility for the third pick. I mean, we've got a lot of great chances to pick up some great players.
They already drafted.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, well, who did they get?
Did they
man?
Get the good
busy, like,
the player
the
they wanted?
Well, you want me to butcher a name? I'll go. It's Juraj
Slafkovsky.
Oh,
no. They went with Slafkovsky? Why, man?
I thought they were going to go with another guy.
Yeah, man.
I heard another guy's name. Some guy, Shane something, maybe?
Yeah, Shane, man. That's the guy you go
some
after.
Guy,
he's
Shane?
The number one pick, man. The guy has, like, out of 60 games, he has, like, 93 points. He's a goal scorer. He's, like... He's big, man. He was 6 foot something, but Slafkovsky, whatever
but
his name
kid,
is.
He's a kid, basically,
he's
right?
A good
they're children,
player.
These
he's
guys? Six... How old are these
dude,
guys?
They're young, man. They're like 18, 19
I guess.
Or something like that.
Oh. Do they play in the pros
man,
right
the
away?
The Canadians always have to blow it, man. I'm telling you.
Hockey sometimes, but
sometimes.
It's rare.
Yeah.
Like, the top guys will play it right in the pros. Hey, he's a number one overall, man, so.
He better.
I mean, he should
We're
he
going
should,
to
right?
the mattresses, Dave. We're going to the mattresses.
So who do they got? Slafkovsky? Well, welcome to Montreal, Slafkovsky.
The big Slafkovsky.
Number one overall
stay
pick.
Stay away from Shea Paray.
Yeah.
Go to the gym.
Do some jujitsu. Yeah. You'll have some good times, Slafkovsky. All right. Welcome. Lavkovsky.
Damn it, man.
Shout out to Brooklyn Lizard in the chat. Go Yankees, of course. Yanks are up right
Yankees.
Now, I think 5-0. My brother just texted me some Yankees news. The Yanks hit a grand slam, I believe. Josh Donaldson hit a grand slam. It was 5-0 in the third, so we're definitely watching the Yankee game as well as we always do here during the summertime. Because I love the Yankees. Go Yankees, best team in baseball.
Until they choke.
I don't think they're going to choke, Fred. I think they're going to go all the way and win the World Series. I think this is one of the all-time great baseball teams that we're seeing here in action.
I mean, they'll go to the playoffs, that's for sure, but we'll see.
5-2 right now, Yanks over the Red Sox in the fourth. So the Red Sox scored a couple.
Astros are pretty good, man.
Big time, man.
Looking at the schedule.
Astros are doing well, Dave. They might win the World Series again. I'm just saying.
Suck
Freddy
the Astros.
Knows.
They're cheating.
Freddy knows.
They're cheating somehow. I don't know how they're doing it, but they're cheating. They got baseball bats and garbage cans. They're doing something.
They're giving 100%.
Go Yankees!
Well, they don't have as good a record as the Yankees. Yankees are 59-23 right now. Astros are 54-28. Two very good baseball teams, though. Two best teams in all of baseball. So, yeah, I hope we don't have to see the Astros in the playoffs. It would suck. It would be hard because they're good. But I think the Yankees would win. They played the Astros recently, and they split the series. I think it was a four-game series, and they each got two. So, all right? I'm confident in the New York Yankees. We're here to talk about MMA, though. I'm confident in my picks because my picks were really good last week.
Whoa, I was looking at the card.
What? Whoa.
I thought you were going to give tribute to like the whole aspect of my getup here, bud, first. Before
we
can
do that
MMA
later.
Talk.
I don't know. I was ignoring your getup because
we'll
you look.
We'll play some Pitbull later, man. We'll
yeah, you want to play Pitbull songs? What's your favorite Pitbull song, AJ?
Whatever Antoinette suggests, man.
I don't
He's
know.
The best.
I don't Pitbull's think I can name best. One Pitbull song.
And every song that there is out on the radio, I hear Pitbull in it. He has like some
one,
cameo
but...
in every song, man. Come on, Dave.
I don't know.
Even Drake loves Pitbull.
Who's Romanov? Somebody, Romanov was traded? I don't know from where. He's not
what?
A Yankee.
Romanov
I don't know who he
traded?
Is. Yeah, who's that? He's a
well,
hockey
he's a
player?
Player bro.
Oh,
yeah.
He got traded, apparently. I don't
wow.
know for what. Maybe a pick or a scratch?
Stick?
I don't know. Was it a pick or a scratch? It was a scratch. Jerry was scratching his nose. It was not a pick. All right? Not a pick. My picks
well,
were really good last week. Speaking of picks.
They were, man. You made money for everybody, dude.
Yeah, Team Dave killed it last week. We had a five-fight parlay that came through. The main card was all correct, except for the no contest with Pedro Munhoz. We had Munhoz over O'Malley. I thought Munhoz won that first round.
I think O'Malley was winning the first
yeah,
round.
Yeah, but you're very biased, and you've shown that if you pick a guy, you judge every round for him, even if he loses 10-7.
No. That's wrong. You don't
yeah, I mean, it's true,
listen,
AJ.
Either or.
It's
either
true.
Or,
you can admit it's true.
Listen,
you can admit your judging
listen,
is terrible and you're very biased.
Don't get mad with me, man. A couple of shows back, you were flipping out because of the judge's decision, right? Freddie, you can back me up on that. And
well,
the truth is this.
It's different. That's
O'Malley,
different.
Listen,
that's
I'm glad
actual
he went to a
judges
drop.
Getting something
listen,
wrong.
Glad.
You are listen, just ridiculous. You're outrageous.
No. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm glad it went to a draw because it was able to bring your picks to good money, man. Because if O'Malley won, your parlay was done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I picked Munhoz. And O'Malley was fighting Munhoz. So if O'Malley had won, he would have beaten my parlay. That's how parlays work, AJ. I'm glad that
forget
after all these years of us doing parlays, you finally figured out that all
hey, listen,
the fighters
mofo,
on the parlay
listen,
have
mofo,
to win.
I'm just saying that you should be thankful because I think O'Malley was winning that fight.
I don't
and
think so.
And if it went the distance, your parlay would have
so.
Been
maybe
potatoes.
You're right, though. Look, I think Munhoz
right,
won the first round. I think Munhoz won the first round.
No.
But
no,
I'm big enough...
So.
To admit, I'm man enough to admit, AJ, that Munhoz could have been knocked out and in the exactly. last 10 seconds of the third round if it went that far. It's possible, but I also think that Sean O'Malley was losing the first round. He was losing the second round, and he looked for a way out. After the kick to the balls in the first round didn't work, he decided to continue with the poke to the eyes, and that ended the fight in a no contest. So there's that. I think there's that too, AJ, maybe. I don't know. Do you need to see that fight again? Or are you
I
convinced?
Saw it again, man. convinced O'Malley was going to win it. But anyways, either or, it doesn't matter, man. Because
Fred, you didn't see it at all. Fred's like, nope. I don't need to see it again. Fred didn't even watch the pay-per-view because he was on his honeymoon.
Busy on his honeymoon.
That's it.
Come on, man. He was going wild, man. He was like, but the baby oil was out, the flowers. Sure. I don't know what's happening with Freddie,
but Fred,
man.
You had time to come back and watch
the fight.
He got
his Viagra up. It's, I know.
Right? What's the three?
I went to bed after. Well, 3 minutes.
Oh, nice.
You bravo, know? Freddie! Bravo,
no,
man.
Man! It was a big day, man. There was a lot of smoking. There was a lot of eating. By that time,
sun,
man,
was
I
a
went
lot
to
of
bed.
Sun, man.
I actually watched Money in the Bank more than the UFC because Money in the Bank was earlier. So I saw what's her name there, Liv Morgan. She won the Money in the Bank match, and I think she won the title later. But you see, I was already in bed by then.
She beat Ronda Rousey for the title.
Yeah, good for
man,
her.
Ronda Rousey,
but yeah, I don't know, man. O'Malley, look, if you do again, Munoz, cool, man. If you could do it soon, I just want to see him active. Like, put him against another decent name. Like, let's keep on moving up in the standing. Don't give him no jabroni. You know, give him a legit fighter. I want to see him tested. So whoever it is, if it's Munoz again, it's Munoz again. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think they should do it again because I think that Munoz won the first round. AJ disagrees, so why not? Why not run it back? I don't think we had a clear winner there. That fight ended 3 minutes, 9 seconds in the second round. Like, we really didn't see enough of a fight to determine who was winning. And even if I think that Munoz won and AJ thinks that O'Malley won, I think we can both agree that the first round was pretty close. Right, AJ? Can you give me that at
it
least?
It was close. Look, it was close. But I thought the edge went to O'Malley. But listen, man, you know.
Yeah, well, you're wrong, but that's okay.
It doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, that's all right.
It doesn't matter, man. They decided
it doesn't matter.
You know,
it was a no
fight,
contest.
You know?
What, listen, what matters in the end, AJ, is that Munoz was the biggest underdog on my parlay. And unfortunately, his fight ended in no contest. Had he won, Team Dave would have cashed in even more. We still cashed in pretty good, though, because that fight went to a no contest. Team Dave had Barbarina over Robbie Lawler. Of course, AJ went with Robbie Lawler and was incorrect. We all went with Alex Pereira. We all went with Volkanovski. We all went with Adesanya, and they all came through victorious. So the Team Dave parlay scored big time at UFC 276. And I actually did an eight-fight parlay. And that one came through as well somehow. And I was looking at the card, and I picked, like, I don't know, pretty like every fight on this card I picked correctly. If I were to do a pick for every fight on this whole thing, I would have got them all right. And I got them all right. It's pretty good.
So once Pereira and Adesanya fights, who are you going to pick?
See, that's a tough one. I wanted to ask you guys that question. That's a great question. Like, man, Pereira looks good. He smashed Sean Strickland, like demolished this guy in the first round. He looks dangerous, man. I don't know. That one, honestly, like, you know, I'm Team Adesanya. I think he's great. I thought he looked really good against Jared Cannonier. He fought a smart championship-level fight. He took zero damage. He won 50-45. He just completely cruised to a victory. But Pereira looks dangerous, you know, and they have that history. And yeah, it's MMA, and I didn't like what hearing from Adesanya in the post-fight. People were like, oh, the performance, maybe not what people were expecting, whatever. And he's like, oh, it was an off night. He kept saying it was an off night. He kept repeating that, oh, off night, off night. And it's like, well, what does that mean? Exactly.
Still dominated. I mean,
he still won. He still looked good, but he didn't have, like, it wasn't – there was something missing. You know, it wasn't like a next level. He didn't go for the finish. He wasn't hitting those big shots. Like, he won, but I don't think at any point he really hurt Jared Cannonier either. You know, like, they fought for 25 minutes, and Cannonier's eye got busted a little bit, but he didn't seem at any point wobbled or in trouble. There was no point – during that whole fight where either man looked like they were close to the end, you know? And that, worries me for Israel Adesanya going forward, because if he can't put Jared Cannonier in a position where he's near the end, if he's not far ahead of Jared Cannonier that he can do these things to him, I kind of worry, like, is the division starting to catch up to Israel Adesanya? And I think with Alex Pereira, we're going to find out. I think we're going to find out, like, okay, this guy, great striker, very dangerous. What else does Israel have in his toolbox to win this fight? Is the jiu-jitsu going to come in? Is the wrestling going to come in? Like, what is he going to do? Or is he going to outstrike this top-level kickboxer? Like, because he's not been able to do it twice before in kickboxing matches. So is he going to be able to do it here in the UFC? It's a big question. Kickboxing isn't MMA, but Israel Adesanya fights kickboxing fights in an octagon. I mean, there's not a lot of takedowns. They're not, you know, he's not a jiu-jitsu guy. He's not a wrestler. He's a kickboxer, and that's what he does, and that's the kind of fight that he had with Cannonier. So I wonder how this goes against Pereira. I really do. That it's a question mark for me right now.
But let's not forget, like, going into this fight, Cannonier was 5-1. And let's not forget the fact that he started off as a heavyweight who went down to light heavyweight and then moved down to another division. The guy is a big, big guy with a lot of power. And let me tell you, he still has massive muscles behind him. And in that fight, he looked impressive. There's no doubt about it. But the difference is that we were talking about this on Saturday. You know, Israel was playing the game and executing the fight like George St. Pierre would. It wouldn't be the most exciting fight. I thought it was an exciting fight regardless. But he executed it with the fact that he was going to beat him by points. If he could take him out, he would do that when he can actually, like, hurt Cannonier, which he did at certain times, but he basically tendered him throughout the fight. He was going the distance. He can show you that he can go five rounds. And to be honest, man, it was a beautiful fight from Israel. I think it's going to be a very interesting fight going up against Pereira, because Pereira smoked Sean Strickland. And Sean Strickland is no joke, a veteran, big guy, comes out to throw power bombs. He fights, but man, Pereira is no joke. And you're right. When they meet, they're both going to be what? Is it 6'4", if I'm not mistaken? These guys have long legs, long reach. Pereira has two wins on Israel in the kickboxing world. But remember this. It's a different game when you're coming into MMA. The angles are going to be a lot different than kickboxing. You don't have to worry about those takedowns or those massive, like, wrestling attacks. You don't have to worry about that, but you will in MMA. And that's what Israel is going to change his game on Pereira. He's not going to do a complete straight kickboxing match. He's going to turn it into an MMA fight. And that's why Pereira has to be really prepared, because this is not going to be the same result as it was back in the days in kickboxing. And the closer it leads up to this fight, I'm going to have a better idea. But right now, it's hard to say who could win it. I mean, because these guys, man, it's going to be probably one of the best fights we've ever seen.
Right now, I'm leaning with Pereira, because I don't see Izzy becoming a wrestler all of a sudden where he's going to be wrestling. Like, Izzy, where he feels comfortable is striking. So he'll probably want to strike. But Pereira might have a little edge, like, mentally also, with those wins and some knockout and the trash talking and all that. Like, Pereira might be in Izzy's head. So I'm interested. And what caught my ear the most this week is I read, I think it was one of Izzy's coach or his manager saying, oh, Pereira, maybe he doesn't deserve it. Like, let's be serious. He didn't beat anybody except Strickland. But you know what? The division right now is kind of boring. So give it to Pereira, man. This is a fight, like, Pereira wants it. The fans want it. That's the fight to make, man. So let's make this fight soon. And this is like, if Izzy comes and wins, props to him. It's just going to solidify his legend at 185. And he's already, like, Anderson's probably the greatest middleweight. Izzy's probably the second right now. So if he gets a big win, it's going to help his legacy. I'm interested. That's the fight I want to see.
Freddie, and I agree with you, but let's not forget, it's Israel Adesanya, man. This guy, when he comes into the ring, he has a high fighting IQ, man. He's not going to come in and play the same game they did in kickboxing. It's going to be a different game. And people can question his wrestling or his jiu-jitsu, but let me tell you, this guy, that's all he does in his camp. He's doing a lot of jiu-jitsu and a lot of wrestling. He's prepared for whatever could come to him.
Pereira trains with Glover Teixeira, man. That's
no,
legit.
You're right, man. And that's
you
a,
know,
that's
like
a
Glover's gonna be putting him in some serious wrestling positions, some serious jiu-jitsu positions. Like when you're messing with Glover Teixeira, the champ, well, the former champion of the world now, and he is just, you know, he's a monster. And
yeah,
that,
he's a
that's a really good training
man.
Partner
no doubt about it.
To deal with jiu-jitsu, to deal with anything. He's already dealt with the striking of Adesanya. I'm telling you, this Pereira fight is real interesting. John Jones, your favorite, he picked Pereira. He thinks Pereira might have a shot here against Adesanya. But if you look at the
Chris
rest
Pratt
of
the
middleweight division,
thing.
Huh?
Chris Pratt, man, he's like trash-talking like Israel.
Yeah, well,
like,
Chris Pratt, he's, I mean, what does Chris Pratt know about fight? I don't know. I mean, Chris Pratt.
He apologized. Give him a break.
Yeah, but why
care,
is
man.
He
it's
going
late.
On saying, oh, it was a disappointing performance, It's like, what the hell do you know?
You've never said that
he's
before about a fight?
Well, no, I mean, look.
How was that Rose and Carla fight?
I don't say it in a way where it's like, oh, he was like, oh, you talk all that trash and you deliver that type of performance is kind of weak. I don't see it like that. I see it as, oh, okay, what's happening with Adesanya? Like, I think that I expected him to knock out Jared Cannonier, right? Like, I thought that he would put it on him and find his chin
so.
And finish him. And Adesanya's talk of, well, it was an off night for me, makes me wonder, like, well, what does that mean, man? What if you have another off night against a better opponent? What
Adesanya,
happens then?
Adesanya doesn't have a great finish rate, man. I was reading that from all the champions, he's tied for second worst finish rate with Usman. They only finished 33% of their wins in the UFC. Adesanya and Usman. And the only person that has a worse finishing percentage is Carla Esparza. So Adesanya's not a finisher, man. He's great. But he's not always a finisher. He's had a couple of snoozers, man, whether it's the Romero fight, whether it's the Costa fight wasn't great. Like, there's been a couple of snoozers.
No,
there.
No. He finished Costa. Costa was a good one.
I'm mistaking. Yeah.
The Romero fight was not good. The Romero fight was not good. And I think that was pretty much it. It was really the Romero fight. Then he had that fight with Blachowicz that he lost. Then he beat Vettori. I thought that fight was all right. Then he had the fight with Whitaker. He looked solid against Whitaker. And now the fight with Cannonier. But all those are by decision. All those are by decision. He finished Costa, and he finished Whitaker the first time they fought. And those are the only guys that he's finished on this middleweight title run here in the UFC. He finished Derek Brunson earlier in his career. But, yeah, you're right. He's not a guy who goes out there and finishes fights, but he is a guy who goes out there and wins, man. 23-1, middleweight champion.
George St. Pierre also was like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And at the top level,
complaining.
At the top level, you're not supposed to finish these guys. These guys are too good to be able to finish. You finish guys when you're way ahead of them in skills and everything, right? That's when you finish a guy. You beat a guy when it's a close fight and you're better than the guy. You know,
you're going five rounds, man.
Israel won. Three judges scored it, right? One judge scored it all five rounds for Israel. The three others scored it 4-1 for Israel, which is how I scored it. I gave Cannonier the third, right? So either way you have it, it wasn't even close. It wasn't like, oh, well, Cannonier won a couple of rounds and it went down to the fifth round and it was kind of close. No, Israel just dominated one of the best middleweights in the world, a guy that, you know, made his way up to the top of the food chain here to fight Israel Adesanya. Like, it's no joke. And when you're at that top level, you're not really supposed to finish these guys because, you know, unless you're so far ahead of the pack that you can do it, which is when, like, you see crazy shit happen in the UFC, when there's champions that are, like, so much better than everybody else. Like, John Jones was at that level for a while where he was the champion, and he was so much better than everybody else that he would just finish guys, like, quickly. It was amazing, but
choke out Machida.
Yeah, but I feel like also, you know, as the sport evolves, as everybody gets better, it's going to be tougher and tougher to do that in the main event for a championship because everybody's so good, like, you know, you might be able to get some wins here, but they're going to be close wins, and you're not going to see a lot of finishes because everybody pretty much knows the defense, like, for everything.
But just like George, Israel also is good at not taking any damage. Like, in most fights, like, he comes out and he hasn't took too much damage, which, look, if you're not taking damage, chances are you're going to win. It might not always be like the most fun fight to watch, but if you're not getting hurt, usually you're going to win.
And you're going to be able to win many fights. Let's not forget, the name of the game is not to win one big fight. The name of the game is to keep winning over years and years to grow your name and grow the brand and grow the greatness. And every time you fight, the paychecks get bigger and bigger. That's what Israel Adesanya is doing. He's getting bigger and bigger. He's stacking the money every time he goes out there. He becomes
a bigger star.
He makes more money, more rich, more powerful. But, you know, at a certain point, it's going to end, you know, because that's the thing with everybody. You stick around for too long, shit will end. But
no one really knows when is too long.
No one really knows. The fans don't know. The fighters don't know. No one fucking knows.
Well, the fighters do know in some sense. I mean, that's why
they might have an idea.
And then came back.
Well,
you know,
George,
you guys like Khabib.
Come on, man.
George and Khabib are the outliers
that only exist in George and Khabib. Most fighters don't know when to call it quits. George and Khabib quit on top, and George left for a while. Then he came back and he won one fight, and then he's like, "Yeah, that's probably enough." Khabib, the same thing, left on top. It doesn't happen very often.
No, and I agree. I called it with Cowboy Cerrone and all that he would retire on the last fight. And that's the thing, you know, at one point Cowboy Cerrone was one of the most feared guys in the division, but things like changed over time and he's not the same guy. Always a threat. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, you know, you need to step back. You know, the days of winning consistently are done. You know, time has caught up. You know, the fighters have gotten way better. They're starting so much younger. They've got like the best of everything.
Sure.
You know, and
but
we
is
can go
that
into
time
things like, you know,
for Israel Adesanya against Pereira, you don't think so, right? You think Pereira is not the man to beat Adesanya. Give me a prediction right now how you see that fight playing out. How does Israel Adesanya beat Pereira? I think he beats Pereira very similarly to how he beat Jared Cannonier, but it'll be tougher, and he'll beat him, you know, just outstriking him, winning.
But
Pereira's
going to give
him
some damage. He's going to hurt him much
Well, that's
more.
It. And
like
I think Israel,
much more.
I think Israel is smart enough to know that he's going to have to change it up a little bit and put Pereira in situations that he might not be used to. And I think a lot of that is going to be cage work, pushing him up against the fence, doing a lot of that clinching, that dirty boxing where a referee would usually stop you in a kickboxing fight, but he's not going to stop you here. Throw those little knees, just push him into the cage. And maybe change levels and work for a takedown. You put Pereira on his back, who knows what happens. Israel Adesanya has been doing this MMA thing longer than Alex Pereira, so you would imagine he has way more tricks up his sleeve. And he seems confident, and he seems to welcome the matchup with Pereira. So I'm interested to see it. That, to me, is the fight, because we know that Pereira has some really great striking abilities and the size, too. The fact that they're both roughly the same size, 6'4", huge, lanky middleweights, it's going to be a very interesting matchup, and I think that's what's next for Israel Adesanya. What do you guys want to see next for Volkanovski? He just beat Max Holloway, his arch nemesis. He's beat him 3 times now. It feels like as long as Volkanovski's champion, no more Max Holloway title fights, right? Like, that sucks for Max Holloway, too.
Listen, Max Holloway is the best fighter in that division, but he can't beat Volkanovski.
Yeah.
He could beat anybody else, but he just can't beat Volkanovski. And the thing with Volkanovski, man, on this last fight, we said it, that this fight is where we're going to see the distance apart between him and Max Holloway. Man, it was a beautiful fight. Volkanovski, man, just showed that he just progressed, and Max Holloway is just—he's just there, man. You know, he could beat anybody else, but he couldn't beat this guy. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way. And we got to give a lot of credit to Volkanovski. This guy is unbelievable. He just keeps getting better and better all the time, man. This guy—he
doesn't get the praise he should.
I agree.
Like right now, he should be considered like amongst like the top pound for pound, one of the greats. Because what he's doing is very impressive. And look, Holloway's a great fighter, man. He had a great run himself, and he's probably number two in that division. But Volkanovski, clearly doing some magical things. And you're going to maybe not agree, man, but I'd like to see Henry Cejudo finally get back and get a title shot. I think Cejudo has a style maybe that could be interesting to face Volkanovski. If not, make him go up to 155. Like that's what I would say. But, hey, I like Volkanovski. Great fighter.
Look, Dana White gave him his blessing. He said that he can move up to move up to lightweight. So he could do
to fight for the belt too, guys. Not just move up, but move up to fight Oliveira for the 155 belt, which, you know, there's a lot of guys looking for that belt. There's Islam Makhachev. There's Conor McGregor potentially. I saw Oliveira say, you know, I wouldn't mind fighting McGregor. I know McGregor would like to fight me for a belt. Like, that'd be pretty good, you know, make some money, fight McGregor, beat him up. It's good. It's good. So there are some options there for Charles Oliveira. I don't know if Volkanovski is that top option. I don't think it is. As far as money making, I don't think it is. And as far as tough fights, it's a pretty tough fight. It's not an easy fight for anybody, Alex Volkanovski. So I don't know. I think the biggest Cejudo. Money fight and maybe the Cejudo easiest back. Money fight for Oliveira right now would be Conor McGregor. Like, the easiest money right now is Conor, because you're going to get paid huge and you're probably going to beat him, because let's be honest, Conor's not a serious MMA fighter anymore. That is the fight. That is the fight to take. No, I'm not entertaining anything. I just saw a picture of Conor McGregor today and it was like, oh, he's back at the SBG gym. And I'm like, where the fuck has he been? What do you mean he's back? How is he not? What? What's he been doing exactly? Hanging on a yacht? I know he hurt his leg and all, but I don't know.
Did you see the seems size like of him? He's been
partying. Training, he's not serious. No, I don't believe in him as a serious MMA fighter. He will never win again in the UFC. Never.
Listen, man.
Never.
Don't count Conor out.
I just did.
Like, you guys disagree with me.
Maybe
with
versus
Paul.
Nate.
I'm telling you the same thing. Don't
maybe against
count
Nate
out
if
Conor.
They can get Nate. Yeah, he might win a fight against, you know, but he's not beating Charles Oliveira. Like, that's ridiculous. AJ, you think he can beat Charles Oliveira?
Listen, man, it's Conor McGregor, man, and he's got like anything. Like, listen, I'm not saying. Listen, if it actually happens, then when it's leading up to that fight, I'm gonna look at the camps and I'm gonna make my decision there. But would I like to see that fight? Absolutely. Would I think Conor has a chance to beat him? Listen,
Oliveira,
man,
versus Makhachev
is there to
win,
man.
So much a better fight. Oliveira, yes. Volkanovski. Like, come on, if you're a pure MMA fan, those the Conor one is just for the show, man.
But if you're Charles Oliveira, who's been fighting forever, who's earned this spot,
welcome,
who's a great champion, right? Like, if you are Oliveira, you cannot blame him for saying, I'll take Conor. I'll take the money.
Of course,
everybody should fight
Conor.
Listen, man.
I'm going to tell you something. Why are you dissing on Conor, man? The thing is that on the last fight, he busted his leg. What do you want the guy to do, man? Hop on one leg? What is he, a stork?
He was winning that fight, too, which is a little.
Listen, Dave,
Poirier is no spring chicken.
We'll
either.
Never know because it ended. If it could have went a little bit more, who knows what could have happened. But it's an unfortunate accident. He didn't win because he massacred the guy. He busted his leg trying to stop, like he checked a kick, man, and his leg went out. That's it.
Other
That's
than Cowboy Cerrone, what has,
let's not forget what Connor's accomplished.
Conor done? Other than beating a guy that's been retired, like, in his head
Cowboy
for
Cerrone,
a while and
officially
retired last week. Like, Conor hasn't done nothing. Where's that confidence from, man? Come on, AJ, man, Oliveira, Volkanovski. Come on, man. They would destroy
Conor.
Listen,
I think it's going to be a great – I'd love to see that fight for sure. I'd like to see Volkanovski actually beat him and be a two-title champion because that guy there is a beast, no doubt about it. But anytime Conor's in the picture, I want to see him fight. And if I could see Conor fighting for a title, it's going to be a pay-per-view blockbuster.
These are Conor's wins. In the last 5 years in the UFC. This is Conor's record in the last 5 years. A loss to Nate Diaz, a victory over Nate Diaz. Okay? Diaz is no longer relevant in the top five of any weight division in the UFC. He's a great fighter. I love him. It's just a fact. It's time. Alvarez.
Slap you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just being honest.
David.
I'm wearing his brother's shirt. I love the Diaz brothers. You know,
he slapped the guy.
Yeah, that was fake.
Yeah,
that was fake.
That's
I think
I
that was fake.
Also,
Eddie Alvarez, Conor beat him in 2016. Same thing. Like, he's no longer relevant. Conor lost to Khabib in 2018, obvious. Then he beat Donald Cerrone, you know, and that's the one win that he has in the past couple of years. He beat Donald Cerrone, who's now retired, who at the time was not winning a bunch of fights either. He lost to Tony Ferguson, and he lost to Justin Gaethje. Then he lost to Conor McGregor. Then he lost to Anthony Pettis. Then he lost to Nico Price, or had a draw with Nico Price. Then he lost to Alex Morono. Then he lost to Jim Miller. Jim Miller and Conor McGregor is about right.
I got Jim Miller.
The jiu-jitsu. I mean, it's going to be a problem for Conor. And the wrestling? Like, Jim Miller and Conor McGregor. That seems about right for me at this point. Charles Oliveira, Conor McGregor, is ridiculous. Because Conor is just not in that game anymore. He's not in the top level of the UFC. He talks like he is. He acts like he is. And then, of course, in 2021, he fought twice, both losses to Dustin Poirier. But he's not that guy anymore. He's not that guy. And Patrick C. Hamilton dropping a super chat. He says, the 777 from Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. Says, was never a McGregor fan. His time has passed. I agree with that. Fred?
Like, does he even want to fight at 155? Like, Conor, maybe. That's another thing. You see, Conor, he's there just for the money fights, which I completely respect. That's what he should do. Big money fights. But, yeah, he's not, maybe not even willing to cut to 155. He'll probably fight at 170. That's my prediction. So, hey, fight Masvidal, man. Go make a lot of money. Give us that trash talk between him and Masvidal, and both of them are going to make a boatload of money. I think that's what would make the most sense.
I think Jim Miller makes more sense.
Freddie, you make sense. No, I think Fred. I like what Fred is
No,
doing
Fred's
there.
Right.
Miller
right.
is more dangerous than right, Masvidal, maybe.
No, I think you're right. I saw a thing where they said Masvidal might be fighting Gilbert Burns next, which doesn't seem
what?
Like a good idea
Get
for Masvidal.
Here, no, it's not a good fight for
Masvidal.
Him,
used proper 12 to wash his feet.
What? How dare you? Blasphemy.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's terrible, man.
Oh, he's trying to hype it.
You don't take...
Oh, all right, Tony Mack. Tony Mack, our a member of the team. He's out in England. He says his birthday tomorrow, so started partying a little bit early. Well, happy birthday, Tony, out in England. Thank you, buddy, for staying up late and watching with us. Happy birthday, my friend. And people want to know: is AJ hiding a black eye? What's up with the outfit, AJ? Why are you dressed like Pitbull?
First of all, Pitbull is very, very good. I love him as a singer. Like I told you before, man, in every
you couldn't
like,
name one
song I
though.
Hear, there's a cameo of Pitbull speaking.
But you couldn't name one.
Singing. Doesn't matter. I can't name anything. I don't even remember what's her name. What was that girl's name that I was messed up with? What was her name? Brianna or something like that. Whatever.
You still don't know
the
who Brianna there. Is?
I know. If you show me a picture, I'll remember who she is. Yes.
I doubt it. All right. So why are you dressed like that? To honor James Caan. Rest in peace, James Caan. You're trying to dress up like how you think people from The Godfather would dress up? I don't know. You look like half a Backstreet Boy. I don't know what's going on. You look like a...
First of all, I told you not to call me AJ tonight. Tonight, my name was...
Tony Sirico.
No, Dave. Tony... You could have said it before. You could have said Tony Panini. You could have said Tony Stichino. Listen, man.
Big Tony Bompensiero.
The hood in Hell's Kitchen, man. Sonny Corleone, man. Rest in peace, man.
Tony.
What a great actor.
Soprano.
I got Soprano right here. Where is he? Where is he? Never leave home without this, my friend. This is the Bible.
You
right
take
here.
This everywhere you go? And you never leave home
everywhere,
without
man.
That?
When
That's
I'm
a
bored,
weird thing
I watch
to do.
It again, over and
Bring
over,
a Sopranos
man.
DVD everywhere you go? Oh, you know AJ?
Well, you
oh, yeah,
know
the guy who brings
bored.
A Sopranos DVD everywhere he goes? Yeah, he's a weird guy. Yeah, but it's not because of the Sopranos DVD. It's something else.
Listen, man, you said it. I had it, man. You think I planned this? It's always there. Tony Soprano, rest in peace. Listen, man, it's a bad day, man. It's sad to see, like, you know, James Caan gone, man.
Yeah, he was a great actor.
Remember The Elf?
No.
The Program.
I don't know that either. What's that? I don't know a lot
it's
of his movies, honestly.
Football movie.
I know him
it
as Sonny Corleone.
Where he was the coach and, like, everybody was juicing and, like, you know, like, he was just like a coach that closed his eyes to everything and made sure that he had a good team. The program,
check that
out. Man, it's a
that
great,
sounds good.
It's a great movie. Yeah.
Well, so AJ, you're really torn up about James Caan or something? You have a whole tribute prepared? Because I don't have that much prepared, really, about James Caan. I know him from The Godfather. He was good in The Godfather. Sonny was a hothead. He got himself killed. Look what they did to my boy.
Ladies.
He liked the ladies. I think it was
his
cousin.
Was it at his own wedding? Whose wedding was it?
You touch my sister again and
I'll
kill you.
His sister's wedding.
His sister, yeah. And he was with the bridesmaid.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's allowed to.
What just happened there? There we go.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
You hear that?
Hear what?
You hear that?
What?
No, I don't hear that.
Fred, what
the
hell?
Man?
I don't know what you're talking about, AJ.
You touch my sister again, David. You touch my sister again and I'll kill you.
All right. You're doing a Godfather
that
thing?
Scene?
No.
Here we go. Thank you. Look, I got the flowers there. You think I was joking, eh? Flowers. I got the mobsters and gangsters. I've got my little buddy, Elf. Where is he? Here we go, Elf. In tribute to, buddy. Conor McGregor, of course, can't have like a gangster without Conor there. Just saying, man.
Why are we getting
anyways,
a tour
man,
of the
gone.
AJ
the greatest...
set right now? What is happening? I don't want a tour. Take this off. Get this out of here. Get AJ out of here. I don't want to see the tour of AJ. Tour to AJ. No, thank you.
You touch my sister again and I'll kill you.
All right. Is that all you got?
No, I got other ones. Which one do you want to hear?
I don't know. Something else.
Well, then the business will have to suffer. I'll have to repeat that. Take two. Well, then the business will have to suffer. All right? You remember that?
Yeah. You're not a great actor, eh? You're pretty bad at this.
Listen, man. It's like you think I'm putting it on the spot. Give me some time to practice. But all to say is this. AJ got a chance to meet Marlon Brando once a long time ago.
What's that have to do with James Caan?
Because it's The Godfather, man. Dave, get with it, man.
I mean, I know, but we're trying to pay tribute to James Caan, and now you're just giving a personal story about how you once met Marlon Brando. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
And he called me crazy. And I called him crazy. No one calls me crazy. But anyways, all to say
is
this, man, James Caan, one of the greatest actors ever, man.
Uh-huh.
Sonny Corleone, which they cut him off a little bit too early, I think, in part two. But anyways, it's sad, dude, because when you start seeing guys like that go, man, Al Pacino is not, around the same age. Just
saying. Why are you trying to wish death on Al Pacino there? What the hell's going on? He's like, hey, by the way, you know who else is old? Al Pacino. You think he's going to die? Like, what? I hope not.
Well, with all that
long live Pacino.
With all that cocaine in him, I doubt it, man.
What about Robert De Niro? Is he still kicking? How's he feeling these days? Like, what?
Well,
why do you got
to
say that?
I'm trying to remember, but there's a website that's pretty known still that every year goes like the top 20 people that are probably going to die in this year, man.
What?
Are you serious? Yeah, because and they have like different sections and all. So when I heard about it, I went like, oh, wow, that's kind of morbid.
Oh, he was
that
also
sad,
in the
man.
Tremendous Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg movie, That's My Boy. James Caan was in
that. Who cares about that shit, dude?
Oh,
why are you talking
good
about all those other movies? There's only one movie. It's The Godfather.
He was also
Forget
one of the voices
that.
In
Who
Cloudy
cares?
With a Chance of Meatballs and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2. Played Tim Lockwood in that.
Played in Las Vegas, the TV series, which was very good.
There you go.
Dude, there's only one movie, man, and it's right here. Stop it. Maybe Elf, because that was pretty
I mean,
funny.
He got killed early. He died in the first movie. He didn't make it to the second
movie. It doesn't
matter,
man. Did you see Godfather 1, man? Forget it.
He was there.
That's all that counts,
man.
Sonny was everything, man.
He was in Bulletproof?
Was Sonny.
You guys ever seen Bulletproof? That shit is good. Adam Sandler, Damon Wayans. I didn't know James Caan was in that. I forgot he was in that. He plays... Frank Colton. Oh, I think he's like the bad guy. He's like the main bad guy in it, right? Frank Colton, isn't he? Like James Caan, I think, is like the big... Yeah, Archie Moses is a small-time thief in Los Angeles who smuggles drugs for drug lord Frank Colton. Archie Moses is Adam Sandler. Damon Wayans is the cop. 1996. Classic movie. Bulletproof, man. AJ wants to talk about The Godfather. What about Bulletproof,
man?
He played Frank Colton. A little respect for Bulletproof.
Respect.
Oh, he was in Mickey Blue Eyes, too. Tremendous. Hugh Grant playing a mobster. That was good. You ever seen Mickey Blue Eyes? Pretty good. This guy has a lot of credits. He was in a lot of movies. James Caan, rest in peace. We love him.
Only one that counts, Dave.
What?
Only one that counts.
He was in an episode of News Radio. Played himself. Maybe Joe Rogan met him. There's a UFC connection there. News Radio, it Joe is. Rogan. James Caan was on that show. How about that for one episode?
Rest
you ever watch News Radio?
The TV show. Yeah.
No, the
back,
movie,
man.
The feature film with Joe Rogan, News Radio. I don't. What are you talking about? Yeah, of course the TV show. What?
Yeah, man.
What are you talking about, bud? Show. Are you talking about a show back in
great
the 90s?
Great TV show until Phil Hartman got killed by his wife.
Yeah. It was a good show.
Phil Hartman, rest in peace. One of the funniest guys around, man. Great skits in The Simpsons as well.
Cool. So we got fights coming up on Saturday, guys. It's preview time. Cool. Are you ready?
Let's
are you ready
it.
To preview
ready,
fights?
Yeah.
You're adequately prepared. Oh, my God. Am I just throwing a parlay out there, Fred?
I didn't know
we were doing that already, but I'm excited to do it. I was going to talk a little bit about Fizzy. Last week we had Izzy. This week
we got Fizzy. Tell me why I shouldn't pick Dos Anjos, because I think I want to pick Dos Anjos, man.
Because Fizzy's minus 225, the favorite. He is 29 years old. He's from Kazakhstan, so you know he's cool. He has kicks that are really good. He's very good at kicking and punching. He has gone 5-1 so far in the UFC. He's won 5 in a row. He's beat some good guys, Moicano, Brad Riddell, Bobby Green. He's pretty good. Fizzy.
Yep.
Fizzy is pretty good. And Dos Anjos is also pretty good. He's a former champion, but he's 37 years old, and I feel like he's seen maybe some better days. But you're right in thinking that he's got a shot because he's always dangerous. And just when you think that Dos Anjos is maybe done or on the way down, he pulls off very impressive performances like the one he had over Renato Moicano in March of this year. Like, he looked really good there.
Yeah, but he got a split with Paul Felder. Let's not forget that just before. I mean, I don't want to rate
Yeah, but that was 2 years
Dave,
ago. That was 2 years
yeah,
ago.
Still,
the
man,
fight that I saw most recently with Moicano, man, he looked good in that fight. He looked really good in that Moicano fight. Dominated Moicano. It's a tough one.
Dude,
like,
man,
it's a tough one.
He's 9 years older. He's 9 years older, man. You know, Fiziev is he's got, like, devastating punches, man. He's a very lateral movement type of fighter. And once he gets into that pocket, man, he can throw these beautiful combinations that hurt people and most of the time knock them out. I'm just saying is that Fiziev, I agree with you, is probably a good pick to take because he has what it takes. The only way Dos Anjos is going to be able to do it is if he takes him down and utilizes his grappling to control that fight. But if they go toe-to-toe standing, man, it's going to be a long night. Mind you, he could go 5 rounds. There's no doubt about it. But I don't think he has what it takes to go toe-to-toe with Fiziev. And I think Fiziev's, like, powerful combinations that he has in most of his fights to get that KO is going to happen on Saturday night. It's going to be a tough fight, man. You know, he's KO'd some pretty good guys.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think he knocks out Dos Anjos, though. I'm not sure he knocks out Dos Anjos, but I think he might. Like, it's tough. I think Fiziev wins. I think he outstrikes Dos Anjos. I think he hurts Dos Anjos, but Dos Anjos maybe survives some spots where he's in trouble and keeps on fighting. But maybe, you know, he makes the wrong move. He zigs when he should zag, and he gets caught, and he gets put down. Like, I could see that happening, too. I don't know how Fiziev wins. I don't know if he wins by knockout or by decision because, again, Dos Anjos is really tough, and he's going to have to make a mistake that Fiziev is going to capitalize on to get the finish. But I do Fiziev. I think he's going to win. He's an up-and-coming guy. He's very dangerous. He's got good wrestling. He's got some very nice strikes.
The thing
I think
is that he has He has great kicking, man. He's a good kickboxer, a good Muay Thai boxer. And the thing is that if he throws those leg kicks and those low leg kicks, which a lot of times, you know, when you're doing that against a wrestler, you're always afraid of that takedown. But if he's able to get those kicks in, man, and control the fight, he has a strong chance of winning. And I'm telling you, man, I can see that KO being set up. It all comes down to the kicking game. If the kicking game gets through, he's beating Dos Anjos.
I'm going with Fizzy. Fred, who are you going with in that fight? You sticking with RDA or have we convinced you? I don't think he's convinced.
RDA.
You going with RDA? Fred's not convinced. All right. Well, that's the main event. You got Caio Borrallo against Armin Petrosian in the co-main event.
That's gonna be a good one.
That's a tough one to call. Those guys are pretty tough, young middleweights. I'm leaning towards Armin Petrosian, but I'm not putting that fight on my parlay whatsoever. Taking a look at a couple other fights here, we got Saeed Nurmagomedov, who's a cousin, I believe, of Khabib, another one of Khabib's cousins. He's not undefeated. He's a disappointment to his family and friends because he's lost fights in MMA, so they hate him. He's the dark sheep of the Nurmagomedov family. Yeah, they don't like him at all. They think he's a jerk. But I think they
are. You always got to have one, man.
I'm kidding.
It's like in the Gracies. Because Nurmagomedov,
like you had, who was Umar? Was it Umar's Nurmagomedov the other day who won? And he's undefeated too? You know, all these Nurmagomedovs, you know, Khabib, Umar, they don't lose. And now you got this other Nurmagomedov, and he's lost two fights. So I'm sure they're disappointed in him, but he's won two in a row. He's only lost two. He's won 15 as a professional. He's pretty good. He's a pretty damn good fighter. But the guy he's fighting, Douglas Silva de Andrade, has got some very good jiu-jitsu. He's very strong. He's a dangerous fighter. It's an interesting fight. Like, I think we see Saeed, I don't know how you pronounce it. Nurmagomedov, he's a big favorite, minus 320. I think he's a bigger favorite, like minus 320. I think if his last name wasn't Nurmagomedov, it'd be minus 220. You know what I mean? I think they get extra points off the name. Yeah.
You know, that he has good striking skills.
Yeah.
So let's not forget that. And obviously it's backed up by Dagestanian wrestling. So
yeah, no, he's good. I'm going with Nurmagomedov. He's interesting to watch. Jared Vandera taking on Chase Sherman. Could be a fun fight at heavyweight. I like Vandera minus 195, Sherman plus 165. That makes sense to me. Michael Johnson taking on Jamie Mullarkey is an interesting fight. Johnson's 36 years old. A lot of people counting him out. He lost four in a row, came back in his last fight in May and knocked out Alan Patrick and looked really good in that fight. Like the Michael Johnson of old. You know, that was interesting. And here's Jamie Mullarkey, who's 27 years old, coming off a loss to Jalen Turner, but he's scored a couple knockouts in a row. I think he might get the knockout here. And we've got
he's a better overall fighter, Dave.
Mullarkey as a favorite. Yeah, I think Mullarkey probably pulls this one out. Cynthia Calvillo and Nina Nunes is an interesting fight for me. I think I'm going to throw that one on my parlay. Nina Nunes is the underdog, which is where I think she should be. Nina Nunes plus 125, Calvillo minus 155. I like Calvillo in a big way in that fight. She's done the right things. She's worked on her boxing quite a bit. She's joined Top Rank Boxing Gym, and she's already got a great wrestling base. I think she's going to be a real problem here for Nina Nunes, who I think, you know, just looked off in that fight with Mackenzie Dern. She lost real quick and got tapped real quick. And Mackenzie Dern is good, but when she just slices through you like that, I start to wonder. Our buddy Ayman Zahabi's fighting on this card.
Amen.
Coming off a really nice knockout victory in his last fight over Draco Rodriguez. Ayman is back here over Ricky Tercios, who was on The Ultimate Fighter. That should be an interesting fight. Ayman right now is a slight underdog, plus 162, Tercios minus 200. The favorite. Couple other fights on this card. We have Valentina's sister, Antonina Shevchenko, taking on Courtney Casey. Trayshawn Gore from The Ultimate Fighter takes on Cody Brundage. And that's, I think, where I'm going to start my parlay here, guys. I was not too impressed with what I saw from Trayshawn Gore in his last fight, and I think I'm going to go against him here. Brundage plus 120, the underdog. I like that.
Wow.
I also like Calvillo, and I'm also going with Fizzy. And that's going to be
Courtney Casey, of course, Courtney Casey against Antonina,
yeah,
man.
I'm tempted to go with Courtney Casey. Casey
yeah,
plus 145, Antonina minus 180. I'm going to stay put on that fight, not putting it on my parlay because I want to see how they look standing next to each other. Sometimes I need a weigh-in. I need to see what they look like before the fight just to get a good feel of it. But on paper, these are the fights that I like. It's a three-fight parlay, and I'm giving it to you right now. Cody Brundage over Trayshawn Gore plus 120. Cynthia Calvillo minus 155. To beat Nina Nunes and Fizzy, Rafael Fiziev, beating Rafael Dos Anjos, battle of the Rafaels. $20 at Bet99 gets you 107.82. It's not great. I'm telling you, the return on investment is not great. But it's a 3-5 parlay that I think. Why not turn $20 into 107? That seems like a smart move to me. Why would you not want to do that? Who are you to refuse? So that is a Team Dave parlay. Fiziev, Calvillo, and Brundage. 3-fight parlay for Team Dave this week. Freddie, you want to give me something? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I got a 2-fight parlay. Very simple. Dos Anjos and Casey Sanchez.
Who?
I think Antonina is a little...
Casey...
Sister,
she's got a Sanchez now. I was like, who are you talking about? Courtney Casey is now Courtney Casey Sanchez. She's added a Sanchez. I was really confused. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say Antonina, I don't think she's at the same level as her sister. So I'm going to go with Casey Sanchez pulling off a win. I'm not sure if it would be an upset, but that's my pick for
Dos Anjos plus 180. You got a double upset card here. Dos Anjos plus 180. Courtney Casey Sanchez plus 145. $20 gets you. Boom, boom, boom. 140 over at bet99.com. It's a Team Fred parlay. It's 2 fights. Courtney Casey Sanchez, Rafael Dos Anjos. 20 gets you. 140, 20 over at bet99.com. Use that promo code ringside. AJ, what do you got?
I like Freddy's, man. That's a good payout, man.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the long shots again. I'm going to go with I'm going to try to beat Dave's 8-fight parlay. I'm going to go with I'm probably going to stay with 7 on this one. But I'm going to start with Fiziev. Then I'm going to go with Kayao, or whatever you want to call him.
Borayo.
Then Saeed. Then I'm going to go with Jared. And then I'm going to stay away from the Michael Johnson fight because that one there scares me, man. That's. Then I'm going to go with Cavillo. Because I think she'll submit her. I'm pretty sure it's going to be right down to the ground submission tap out. Then I'm going to go with Eamon. I think, you know, a lot of guys are picking Ricky Tercios because he's high energy. He's high powered, man.
Yeah.
But when you've got like Eamon training with Beast at TriStar Gym, you know, he's got good boxing. He's got slick jiu-jitsu. And he's got a team behind him that's really, really like seasoned. And you got a guy like George giving him advice. Man, I think Sahabi's a better fighter than he was like way, way back. And I'm going to finish it off with Courtney Casey. I'm going to do the same thing with Fred. I think she has what it takes to beat Antonina.
Okay. So that is the Team
AJ
parlay.
You want me to throw one for 8? You want to throw one for 8 just to tie you?
Do you want to do that? It's up to you. It's your parlay,
you know,
AJ.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with the 8 fight. I got to beat yours. And I'm going to go with Carl Robertson. I'm going to start the night with Carl Robertson. For the win, I light heavyweight, and I think my 8-fight parlay is coming out, man. I have a good feeling. My crystal ball is
You understand all 8 fights have to come in.
That's how parlays work, AJ.
Listen, man, I've already hit 6-fight parlays about a month and a half ago. I'm going to hit this 8 one.
Here we go. You got Rafael Fiziev over Dos Anjos, Caio Borayo over Petrosian, Nurmagomedov over DeAndrade, Jared Vandera over Chase Sherman, Calvillo over Nunes, Zahabi over Tercios, Sanchez Casey over Antonina, and Roberson over Nizchukwu. $20 gets
oh,
you.
Oh yeah, show me the money, baby.
$1,900.21. My God.
Merry Christmas, man.
Yeah, that's huge. That's a huge payout for Team AJ. It is an 8-fight parlay. I will recap for you here. Roberson, Sanchez, Zahabi, Calvillo, Vandera, Nurmagomedov, Borayo, and Fiziev. That is
a nice one, man.
Team AJ super parlay. 8 fights trying to compete with Team Dave. No one can compete with Team Dave, AJ. Not even you.
Gamble responsibly, guys. That's all we're saying.
Yeah,
gamble
please.
Responsibly.
And
you
I
know,
think that the
three crazy,
fight,
you know?
I think the 3-fight parlay that I gave you and the 2-fight parlay that Fred gave you is far more responsible than what AJ just gave you. But you know what?
Listen, man,
you
I'm not
never
saying you have to
know.
$20.
You never
Listen,
know.
Last week, your 8-fight parlay came out, man, and you
yes,
know what?
Yes, it did.
You know, I think this is a winner, man.
I hope so. I hope it is, and I hope somebody puts $2 on it and makes some money or however many bucks that you can bet and feel comfortable with. Please bet responsibly. Okay?
Exactly, man.
Okay. And I think we have done it. I think we have succeeded in doing a show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to Patrick C. Hamilton. You are the Super Chat leader of the night. Appreciate you, my friend, out in Saskatchewan. Hope you're doing well, enjoying the summer out there. Thank you to all the members checking in as well. Patrick, of course, Angelo, and
Tony Mack.
Happy birthday, Tony Mack, of course. Our buddy Tony. Thank you, Tony. Have a great birthday, my friend. Thank you, Patrick. You're the Super Chat leader. Thank you, everybody. And that's it. I'll be back here tomorrow night with Johnny North to talk about pro wrestling. All the pro wrestling. Raw.
Nice.
Dynamite. SmackDown. Rampage. I watched most of Dynamite this week. It was all right. I haven't seen Raw at all. I have to get through that tomorrow. That'll be rough. And then I'll watch SmackDown tomorrow night. I guess we'll talk about Liv Morgan tomorrow night. I don't know. Some people like Liv Morgan. Some people don't like Liv Morgan. I'm kind of indifferent to Liv Morgan, to be quite honest.
I don't like her, man. She got away with the Rousey win, man. Rousey should have, like, I told you, should have figured for her, man, when she had the chance. Forget about that ankle lock she was trying to do. No, man.
I agree. All right, guys. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us here tonight. This is the Ringside Report Network, and I will see you again tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here with Johnny North for Wrestling Uncensored. We'll see you again real soon.
Please join in and give your support to Ringside Report Network. We've been providing expert coverage and commentary on both pro wrestling and MMA for over 15 years. Go to ringsidereport.net/support to find out more ways to support the channel.